Top five at five.
There are no words. There are just no words.
Multiple fatalities and injuries following a shooting at a Virginia Walmart. Filling of balloons tonight in the Upper West Side ahead of tomorrow's 96th annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. The NYPD's outgoing highest-ranking chief speaks exclusively to 77 WABC owner and operator and host John Catsimatidis. In his last interview about the viral pandemic, the retiring Dr. Anthony Fauci urges booster shots. The U.S. Supreme Court deals a blow to presidential candidate Donald Trump, ruling his tax returns must be handed over to House Democrats. A deadly shooting and injuries Tuesday night inside of a big box retailer, a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. A police spokesperson said that police responded to an active shooter call at that store approximately 10:12 p.m. When officers arrived, they coordinated with a tactical team to enter the Walmart, where they found multiple bodies, according to Chesapeake police. Police confirmed shortly after midnight that the lone shooter is dead. Witness Terry Brown spoke to 13 News Now in Virginia.
I literally sat there and I was counting the police cars. And at the count, before the light could turn green, it was 13 police cars and I could see a fire truck coming. I got home because I lived less than 2 minutes from that Walmart, and I could just hear police cars just coming and coming.
Police said the number of victims is less than 10, believed to be 7. A motive is unclear. The 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is returning to the streets of New York City tomorrow. Last year's celebration returned to pre-pandemic form after 2020's event was made for TV only. This year's parade will include thousands of marchers, floats, new characters, marching bands, celebrities, and more, capping off with Santa's arrival. The 77 WABC Early News spoke with parade producer Jordan Dabby.
Our goal is to appeal to everyone, no matter what your age, and are confident that when you watch this year's parade, you're going to be thrilled, excited to have a wonderful day with your family.
The 2022 Thanksgiving Day Parade will step off from Central Park West and 77th Street at 9 a.m. Thursday. The 2.5-mile procession marches south to Columbus Circle and turns east onto Central Park South and proceeds south on 6th Avenue to West 34th Street, then turns west and ends at 7th Avenue right in front of Macy's Herald Square. Stay tuned for our full interview with Jordan Dabby coming up at 5:50. An exclusive interview with outgoing NYPD Chief of the Department, Kenneth Corey. He touted the department's move to ramp up its quality of life enforcement despite controversial bail reform laws in New York, allowing potentially dangerous pretrial detainees right back out onto the streets. Corey was a guest on Cats at Night, hosted by 77 WABC owner and operator John Catsimatidis.
Listen, remember, we didn't do that for quite a number of years in New York City. So we have an entire generation of police officers, really, that we've hired, probably a third of the department, which is going to make up the bulk of the officers that are out there on patrol, that have never engaged in that type of policing before.
The move marked a return to the zero tolerance policy, broken windows policing strategies that were widely credited with reducing crime in the Big Apple during the 1990s. The NYPD's highest ranking uniformed officer set to retire next week. Also retiring, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House chief medical advisor, and he is urging Americans to get their COVID-19 booster shots.
There have been 13 billion doses of a COVID-19 vaccine that have been distributed worldwide, hundreds of millions in the United States, and there's robust safety monitoring systems that are in place, and clearly an extensive body of information clearly indicates that they're safe.
Fauci earlier this year announced he'll step down in December from his roles running the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases as chief White House advisor. White House Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre snapped at reporters who raised questions about the origins of COVID-19 during Tuesday's press briefing.
We have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues, and you're being disrespectful to our guests.
Fauci has faced questions from Republican lawmakers over his agency's support for coronavirus research in China. The U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday cleared the way for the imminent handover of former President Donald Trump's tax returns to a Democratic congressional committee after a 3-year legal battle. clears the way for the U.S. Treasury Department to hand over 6 years of tax returns for Trump and some of his businesses to the Democratic-controlled House Ways and Means Committee. David Ehrenberg, state attorney for Palm Beach County, Florida, spoke to CNN.
It's a big loss because the Trump legal strategy has always been delay, delay, delay. I think they knew they were going to lose, but they wanted to draw it out long enough until the Republicans could get control of Congress. While they're 6 weeks short, the Democrats are now going to be able to get these tax returns and possibly hand them over to DOJ.
The Biden administration says federal law is clear that the committee has the right to examine any taxpayer's returns, including the president's.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.